There are no quick fix for our sleep problems. However, there are some strategies that have been proven to be effective based on research and clinical practice that can help you optimize your sleep and make it better. So recently, I received this book called Nobody's Sleeping, 7 Proven Sleep Strategies for Better Health and Happiness. The author is Dr. Bijoy Zhang. So today, we invite him to our show to share with us what these 7 strategies are and how we can really improve our sleep and live a happier life. Dr. Zhang is the founder and medical director of Sleep Wellness Clinic of America and Sleep Fix Academy. He's also one of the rare doctors really put a chapter in this book talking about the relationship between sleep disorders and sexual health, which are 2 of my specialties in my own clinical work. So I'm really excited to have Dr. Zhang joining us to share his wisdom with us. Stay tuned. Before we get started, just want to remind you, if you're interested in learning more about how to treat insomnia, I have an insomnia course to help you sleep better and recover from insomnia. The website is mindbodygarden.com/insomnia. Hi, Dr. Zhang. Welcome to Deep Into Sleep podcast.
Well, Taishan, thanks for having me. It's my pleasure to be here and share the knowledge of sleep.
Yes, that's great. So I'm very excited to receive your new book here. And I know it's going to be published very soon, called Nobody's Sleeping. And in this beginning, I want to understand what makes you want to write a book about sleep.
Yes. My background is pulmonary critical care. I did that for 25 years, and I see that sleep problems are just being neglected. You know, the sleep problems don't hurt like a toothache. It doesn't grow like cancer. So people put it away, but it affects you in the long term. You know, 10 years of this problem, you can be in bad shape. And so I started my own clinic, and so dedicated, I said, I got to make something different here. So I started my own clinic 3 years ago, and then I'm seeing this pattern of patients consistently not able to sleep. So I call the sleep problems the new global pandemic. You know, it is exploding. I think it started with the advent of cell phones and excess social media usage, and then Corona came and then just amplified all of our sleep problems. So I said, I got to give this message. So I decided to write a book, and the hardest thing I ever done. So I'm glad it's come to fruition, and I want to spread the message of hope and ability to sleep better to everyone.
Yeah. Definitely, I totally agree. Sleep becomes such a thing that nobody really prioritizes it. But I think we start talking about it more and more. But still in social media, in the news, we see a lot of wrong information or misperceptions about sleep. Correct. And even after I studied sleep myself, well, I talked to my friends about some new research and new knowledge I learned about sleep. It challenged everyone what they have in their mind. I think this is definitely an important topic. So I'm curious, in your clinical work and in your life, what are the most important, most common sleep problems you are seeing? Right.
So the most common is, you know, sleep problems are generally divided into 2. Either I sleep too much or I don't sleep. So I don't sleep or insomnia is much more prevalent. So it's about a 70% for I do not sleep and 30% I sleep too much. So insomnia is one. And then the other big condition is sleep apnea. And somewhere along the line is hypersomnia. And then there's restless legs, limb movement. So mainly insomnia and sleep apnea are the bread and butter of everyday practice.
So I rarely hear people, you know, going to motivate themselves to say, I'm going to do a sleep checkup. They normally will do annual health checkup, right? But no one really say, I'm going to see a sleep doctor and say, what's going on with my sleep? Do I have sleep problem? So what make people start thinking about, oh, maybe sleep in the picture.
Correct. So like I said, it erodes us very, very slowly. So let's say you compromise 1 hour of sleep a night. In a week, you're compromising, you don't sleep the whole night. So what I did on my website, I have this information called sleep assessment to see whether you have a problem. So you give this course. And also, I also have a sleep journal available. Also, it's also enclosed in my book. So I have it on my website and my book. So people are desperate, Ishan. People want to know about sleep. So they get the information from the internet, which is all wrong. Most of the information that I see is wrong. So that's why I said, as a specialist and given my dedicated my life to this, I have to promote it. You know, the practicality of all this is, as physicians, we are so busy in our practice and there's no time. It takes a lot of time and effort and resources to do a book well. So I said, I'm going to take this and do, you know, take it on myself and teach the world, because the experts have to talk up. Otherwise, the pseudoscientists will rule the world, because people are desperate. Everybody is searching how to sleep. So there you go.
Yeah. I would rather, you know, as a consumer myself, right, when I want to know something related to health, I definitely really appreciate the scientific-based knowledge from some clinical professionals. Mm-hmm. But when you search online, yes, there's a lot of random information out there. It's hard to distinguish which is true, which is not, which is helpful, which is not.
Correct. So that's why, as professionals, we need to get that information. We need to get in front of people and give the right information so people can get the right information. Otherwise, you know, all the quick fixes, and those don't work. They might work temporarily. You like the use of variables. Everybody's getting all these devices to know about their sleep. You know, those things are not, first of all, they are not accurate, because to get the accuracy, you have to have the brain waves to see your quality of sleep. Just these are by the movements. So, you know, there's a lot of devices. I call them the variables. This is number one cause of a consult to my clinic. So people, what they do, they want to know about their sleep. And then they worry about it. They say, I didn't have much REM sleep. I didn't have much non-REM sleep. So then what are you going to do about it? So you worry more and lose more sleep. So the same thing happens in the mattress field, and you know, a lot of other things are available, and also over-the-counter sleeping pills. So much misinformation out there. And so my aim is to clarify all that.
Yeah. I think you mentioned something very important. It's the goal to get a quick fix.
Yes.
But I don't think sleep has a real quick fix.
You're right about it.
Right?
Sleep is an art. It's an ancient art. It's lost art. So in this world of hustle culture, sleep has met its match, or the world has met its match in sleep. So you have to take it easy. I always tell, I just thought about it last night. I was going to come on your show. I said, how am I going to define sleep? I said, sleep is like going through a security detector at the airport. So if you have your phone on you, it's going to beep. If you have bells on you, it's going to beep. So if you're going to have worries to your bed, you're not going to sleep. So I believe the sleep is like a scanning device, and that's when everything hits. So I thought I'll share this. This is my new thoughts. I came the analogy, you know, that that has come to my, you know, mind last night.
Yeah, I love that. That's totally, now I have the image, right? How to understand it and all what get in the way.
Correct.
And what factors we should really consider, what you're carrying on your body to make it big.
Correct.
And where to start working on it. And in your book, you covered a lot of great topics. I think you have chapters talking about sleep disorders and mental health, sleep disorders and sexual well-being, mm-hmm. and many other things. So what do you think about the sleep, how sleep is related to so many other problems in our lives?
Sleep is the foundation. I call it the building block on which fitness and diet has to be built. If you you're sleepy and if you're tired, you don't have the energy to work out, right? Sleep is so important for mental health. You're in a fog. It's a vicious cycle. Poor sleep causes anxiety. Anxiety causes poor sleep. Then there's something called sleep anxiety. People don't sleep. Same thing with depression. And of course, it affects different parts of our body, like the cardiovascular system. If you have high blood pressure, one of the treatable causes of high blood pressure is control of your sleep apnea. Same thing with diabetes. And memory, if you have memory problems or brain fog, your brain's not getting enough oxygen. It's one of the preventable causes of, dementia. So, and also weight gain, your leptin ghrelin hormone ratio is altered. So people make the wrong choices. And also the sexual health, if you are tired to make love, you're just tired. You can do it. And not only that, some of the conditions like sleep apnea eventually, causes low testosterone in men because of the vascular changes affects the blood vessels supplying the, sexual organs, and it don't function. It's one of the number one cause of referral to me. And also women, when they attain menopause, the lack of estrogen predisposes women to sleep apnea. So all these things are playing a part as we age. So that's why I said I'm going to dedicate chapters. Sleep is simple but complicated. So I dedicated chapters for children and teens, older adults, women, for athletes. I said it, and then I summarize it with the 7 proven sleep strategies. I even have an acronym. We can go on it as we go along. So head to toe, it affects all parts of the body. So we have to, to know the power. I call the sleep is the superpower. We, everything else is a power, but sleep is the superpower. Once you recognize it, I suffered from insomnia in different stages of my life, in med school, when I lost my mom and I started my business, but I have overcome and I put the 25 years of my experience to develop the perfect strategy, and it works. I've helped hundreds of patients in my clinic, and I wanted to share it with everyone else, Ishan.
Yeah. Rarely we see doctors can cover a sleep topic in this lens. And, not a lot of doctors are willing to talk about the relationship between sex and sleep, right, even though it's very important. I remember in your book, in that chapter, you talk about sleep and sex actually is a bi-directional relationship, yes, which is very interesting. You really dive into all this, neurological, chemical, and biological, all this, and psychological factors around this relationship between sleep and sexual health.
Right. So bedroom is for, sex and sleep in that order, but most people are either snoring or worrying. That's not the place to do both of it. So, it affects, how a person feels. The relationship is soured when you don't have enough sex, but we have a treatable condition here, and sex releases, the oxytocin, the love hormone. So you feel happy, everything is better when all those things work in order. So sleep is a unifying thing that can fix a lot of problems.
Yes, definitely. I'm glad you pointed out. And you mentioned one thing in that chapter I think is possibly very inspiring for a lot of people, is when you have ED and you possibly need to check out your sleep conditions, right? So I'm thinking it's not just for sexual dysfunctions. It's possibly for a lot of things. I know for children, if you have ADHD, yes, or you have certain conditions, you should consider check out whether you have some undiagnosed, untreated sleep disorders.
So a third of all kids diagnosed with ADHD have sleep apnea. Children are one of those specimens I call. They are very hyper when you're tired. I remember my own daughter, when they're tired, I just hold her and she goes to sleep. So kids are, sleep deprived, and they're diagnosed with ADHD. And one of the easily treatable conditions in children at young age is treatment of their sleep apnea. It's a simple surgery, tonsillectomy, adenoidectomy, and they're healed completely. So I bring the attention to that. And of course, in teenage years, I'm a big fan of teaching children at a young age, because once you have the fundamentals right, we all know as we grow older, our sleep gets worse and worse. So till they go to college, your sleep should be great. Then you have to have adult life, you're adulting, you're working, then you have children. and then you lack of sleep and stress from work, and then you know, and then if you're a woman, you are to have child rearing responsibility, just getting pregnant, and also and then menopause happens, and then by the time 70, all our sleep is gone because your brain shrinks, and you know the melatonin and the GABA, you know, it's all secretion is produced at that age, so our sleep is bad at the age of 70. So till 20, you should have the good foundation, because from 20 to 70, life changes for all of us. So, but we should have the fundamentals. My mom taught me how to sleep. So, you know, when my sleep goes out of whack, I kind of get back on it because I have my fundamentals. So that's what I want to teach more people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So should people like, I hope everyone read your book and or listen to this show, understand how fundamental sleep is. And when they notice something's wrong, really include sleep checkup in their doctor visit.
Correct. That's why I have the sleep assessment on my website. So, but if you're snoring, if you're tired, you just are in a mental fog, you have uncontrolled, diabetes or blood pressure, that's a good warning sign. If you just don't feel good and you're tired all the time, tired of being tired, then you have a real sleep problem. So today is easy to diagnose sleep problem. Your home sleep testing, I do 100% home sleep testing. You know, there's all this, newer treatments for disorders, medications are better. So it is time that we pay attention. First, we have to recognize that superpower. That's why all my chapters, I am giving different scenarios, of my life experiences to help others.
Yeah. So in your book, you talk about these 7 proven sleep strategies for better health and happiness. And do you want to share more about these 7 strategies?
Yeah. So my daughter, who's a law student, she said, "Dad, everybody needs an acronym." So I have an acronym. So if your viewers are ready, they can write it down. It's called Sleep Now. SLEEPNOW. So I simplified the 7 strategies like that. So S is the schedule. So for a plan to succeed, we have to have a schedule. So I tell people to sleep between 10 p.m. and 6 a.m. That's our designated time. So this is where information gets misconstrued. We get the wrong information. See, somebody is trying to go to bed at 10 and they cannot sleep till 11:30 or midnight. Guess what they will do? They learn from, hey, try harder. So they go to bed at 9. Now you're struggling from 9 to 12, 3 hours. So I tell people to go to sleep closer to the time they fell asleep. This is called sleep restriction. It works. So before that, you have to journal your sleep. You know, I have that journal information available to everyone in my website and my book. So you have to have a pattern, and you're able to recognize that right in front of your eyes, what time I'm sleeping. So then you have the schedule. So once you fall asleep at 11:30 consistent, but the key is you have to wake up at 6. So most people, they hit the snooze. When you're going through this, it's hard. Some people don't even sleep much, like 2 hours when they're going through this program. But if you do this for 3 or 4 weeks, you have great success. 3 or 4 weeks or 6 weeks in a span of 20 years, you're suffering. It's not a big deal. So wake up at 6 a.m. and I'm trying to create a sleep debt so that you'll have consolidated sleep at night. And also do not take naps when you're in this. So this is called sleep restriction. It works great in all people, except if you have like psychological problems like bipolar depression and those kind of problems. You know, you have to sleep there. You can't be restricting your sleep. The next is, and the acronym is L, low light, low noise, low temperature. Melatonin, the word mela, is darkness. It's only secreted at lower temperature and when there's darkness. But what we have all this light. So keep the bedroom cold between 65 to 70 and also dark. And noise affects the, your sleep. So make sure you keep surrounding noises much, much better. I like background noises. That's okay. But I'm parking close to the, train stations but big tracks. Wonder why we never sleep close to a noisy environment. That's the reason why. Also, we don't sleep well in temperate when you take the big vacation. in tropical place, we don't sleep well because of the heat. So next is my big and favorite thing. It's called no to electronics in bed. Electronics, the use of social media, and it's, you know, just from the psychological aspect. And most importantly, the light from the phone. See, what happens after COVID, we started working from home, and from the home, we started working in our bedroom. So what happens when you use any of your tablets, computers, phone, there's no ambient light in the bedroom, and the light from the phone is or the device is amplified, sending signal to the brain saying, hey, it's still daytime. You know, remember the melatonin doesn't secrete, and then you're struggling in your vicious cycle. So I tell people to plug off your phone at least 1 hour. I'm at 3 hours. I'm off my phone by 7 p.m., but at least 30 minutes prior, you know, don't use your phone. Give it a rest, okay? So this is very, very important. This is all in preparation. The next is SLEE, exercise at least 4 hours prior to going to sleep, because that exercise releases that temperature and also endorphins. Those are not conducive for sleep. If you have to exercise, the ideal time will be the morning, but if you have to exercise in the evening, make sure you exercise at least 4 hours prior. And then we are coming to P, power off your mind. You can't go to power off your mind until you don't have access to the stresses like your phone, the light, the schedule. So now you are laying in bed, you know, you're prepared already. You calmed your body down. You don't have access to the phones and the stimulation. So I teach two techniques here. These are all my own techniques. This is called vivid imagination. So I don't want reality in your bed. I want to be the producer of an abstract. Last night I was watching this movie, Dune. I only watched it half. Now I'm going to look more. And I'm the director. I'm the actor. I think what's going on. So the worries and all our reality, you leave it out, but in bed, you know, you have to be you know, get into the abstract. So, and also that's that. And then the other thing is the yoga nidra. Nidra means nothingness. You just lay down with your palms up like a corpse and then started thinking about focusing on different parts of the body. Start from your scalp and the facial muscles, the neck, abdomen, and all the way down. This is part of the cognitive behavioral therapy of insomnia. This is combined with nothingness. But remember, you're giving your mind a chance by not having those provoking materials and, you know, nuisance near you. And then next is NO, no to worries. We all worry, but I tell people to take a designated time between 6 p.m. and 8 p.m. to worry about life and other things. But 8 p.m. you're preparing for your bed and not bringing your, you know, all the worries to the bedroom. So you're preparing all that, and then you're able to go through. And the last one is win. W is win by losing yourself into sleep, not having many rituals. It has to be a simple process. Remember, sleep is not an on-off switch. It's a dimmer. You have to take it easy. You have to work it. So I think sleep has met its match in this hustle culture that we are in. That's where everything clashes. You can hustle your way into everything. But when you lay in bed, you can't hustle. You can't data mine. People are getting all this data. You can't do it. It is a 7-course meal. You have to have your salad, your wine, your hors d'oeuvres, and then come to the main meal. You can't just. So sleep now, SLEEP, NOW, schedule low lights, low noise, low temperature, no to electronics, and then no to exercise 4 hours prior to going to bed. P is to power off your mind, no to worries, and win by losing. That's my acronym. I've helped many, many people in my course of my career. I finally put it in a book. I've given how to do that in my book, and also have an online course for people if they want to take that.
Wow, amazing. You know, I think people always appreciate very clear, concise, step-by-step guidance, which you are providing. Yeah. That. And also very good, always love to see medical doctors incorporate behavioral sleep medicine strategies. Yes. Together. Yes. Because they are really not separate from each other. It just, I think a lot of time medical doctors don't have the time to deliver this kind of detailed guidance about this behavior strategies and cognitive strategies.
Yeah, so I'm combining everything. I mean, I'm giving years of my experience also in my book, personal stories, my own struggles, and stories of different clients I've seen, and also come up with this nice plan that fits all, because this is a global problem. It's not unique to all of us in the United States. It's a global problem. And so hopefully people are changed, you know, they can change their lives and get better.
Yeah. And I also want to ask you, and after like knowing all the strategies, reading some chapters of the book is very impressive. But I'm curious, in your career journey and in the process of putting everything together into a book, is there any clinical cases or stories really stand up for you that motivate you to add piece of information into this book?
Correct. So of course, sleep apnea is a big topic, and there are, famous football player died of sleep apnea. So that is pretty common. You can save your life. I tell people you can add 10 years to your life by just addressing your sleep apnea. I have a little sleep apnea myself, and I take care of it. Everybody around 50, because of either menopause or menopause, as in case of men, the low testosterone, and in women, low estrogen affects our airway. And we are susceptible for it. So the one case is there is a subset of people who have significant tiredness. I define tiredness as even if you sleep consistently 8 hours, as an adult or a teenager, not even teenager, a little bit older adult, maybe in around 20, 22, you slept 8 hours for 2, 3 weeks and you're still tired. That's called hypersomnia. So what happens in this subset of patients is, they blame they are tired, you're not motivated, you're lazy, or you might have depression. So I have this young girl who's been going on like this for 15 years. She was about she had this problem for 15 years, and she's seen many, many doctors, includes a nutritionist, regular doctor. She started off when she was pediatrics, nutritionist, endocrinology, psychiatry, and then neurology. One of the neurologists is the one say, "Hey, maybe man, this is a sleep problem." So I have given this book to advanced readers committee to read and give honest opinion, and everybody loves it. They're giving me 4 or 5 stars, but the persons, some of them say that chapter is too detailed, it's too scientific. I said that chapter is really good for people who are suffering. For them, that chapter is what they're looking for. So I had to include that, and also hypersomnia and narcolepsy. This child was found to have narcoleptic. And so she was not lazy. She was not depressed. She was not faking it. So I wanted to bring that. And the dramatic change her life has made is significant. And also, anybody who has insomnia, when they become more productive and when you sleep better, your symptoms of anxiety and depression. So I highlight all that. And that one young woman made me put that chapter for sure in there to highlight the, hypersomnia and narcolepsy.
Wow, wonderful stories. I can tell you've been working so hard. I'm sure your clinical work really helped a lot of people out there. And even the information in the book, I can imagine how many people read it, feel a sense of relief, and they find, oh, someone can understand what I'm going through. I'm not alone. Actually, there is a name for it. There's a disorder and there's a treatment option for that.
Ever since Corona came, it has its own name. It's called coronosomnia. People are just become afraid. Maybe I have COVID, maybe you have COVID. So everybody is afraid. Even if you cough, you think you have COVID or you sneeze. So it has its own name. You're not alone. But the information is not very clear. Like I said, how to sleep, people are Googling, you have to wear this device. All those are not accurate. It kind of gives you a general picture. And then snoring in some culture is considered a blessing. And all it's okay. You can die when you has I mean, sorry, you can sleep when you die. Those are common jargons you hear. And I tell people, you might literally die in your sleep if you don't take care of your conditions. Not to mention the accidents. It cost in 2017, it cost the United States 200, I mean, not 200, $411 billion, just from people not showing up to work, not including the errors or consequences of being tired and accidents and all that. So sleep is huge. We compromise it, but it's catching up with all of us.
Yes, hopefully everyone who are watching, listening, reading your book can really start to rethink about sleep and how to prioritize it, or at least how to make it play a bigger, more important role in our lives.
Yes. Like I mentioned, the sleep is like that X-ray screener. You can't have any electronics. You can't have any worries. You can't have your belt. You have to wear comfortable clothes. You have to be all yourself. When you're going through that scanner, and just like that, when you enter the bed, you should be away from all that stuff that we have put on ourselves.
Yeah, and hopefully we can all go through the security check smoothly, right? And I also have this image that we should kind of like flowing around the security door, and because we want to let the sleep happen naturally, but also without any of the barriers, baggage. And so it smoothly flows through the gate and past the security check.
Yeah, not be all agitated. You can be all in there. Sleep is the contrary, the hustle culture. I think we have met our match and we are falling into this vicious cycle. And what do people do more? They get on their phones more at night. You know, it's a vicious cycle. And the more time you're awake, you're going to eat just by that. You know, that's why, you know, shift workers, especially when night shift workers, have gained more weight. And then when you're tired, you don't make the right choices. You're in an angry mood. Just imagine waking up great. You feel great. I feel great. I sleep 7 hours a night. I'm feeling great. You know, life happens. You know, I've fallen, but I found my way back. And, sleep problems happen. And, you know, we can fix it. So I just want to make sure everybody knows they're not alone. Like you said, you know, we are all in this together. I just want a brighter world, a world that heals. You know, we heal in our sleep, especially, you know, when you dream, sleep is the biggest healer. You know, just imagine you go to bed with anger and frustration. When you wake up, you've forgotten all that. You've forgiven that people. Even the name "nobody is sleeping" came into my head in the morning I woke up. And the same thing with the sleep now, of course. All those things come from restful sleep, from you're able to tap, from within. I was watching the movie yesterday. They said sleep is dreams are communication from the deep. Right? It only comes from the deep sleep. So there's so much potential in all of us, and I think we can do better by sleeping better.
Yes, wonderful. Thank you so much, Dr. Yes. Dom. And hopefully, you know, your book will reach more and more people out there. And can you please share with our audience where to find the book, where to find your website, and all the great resources you talk about?
Yeah, I'm really excited because yesterday, for the first time, the book already became number one on Amazon new releases. Would you believe it? I was all excited last.
Wow! Congratulations!
Yeah, last evening when I saw that, it was at 3, but it's moved to number one. I think on the 12th, it'll be number one for sure. So there's a lot of interest. People are waiting. They want knowledge. They want wisdom, but they're getting it from different. So when you're desperate, that's when, you know, you get the wrong information. So always remember, sleep problems are, you have to fix the sleep problems from inside out, from within, like the tongue blocking the airway or your mind being overpowered. But today we want to fix it from outside in. It won't happen. It has to be fixed. So my website is sleepfixacademy.com. I have the assessment, samples. Also have the Sleep Now course if you feel like you need to do that. And of course, the book is available in all the markets. Where if you just type in my book, Nobody's Sleeping, it's everywhere. It's getting a lot of traction. I'm on TV and radio and, you know, podcasts promoting it. So it's been a fun experience. It was not easy. I have managed my practice. Then I write and now I promote. So I'm 2.5 years into it. And I think this is my passion. And I've discovered the joy of good sleep. And I want to share with as many people as I can, Sean.
Okay, wonderful. Yeah, congratulations on the book ranking higher and higher, and I'm sure it's going to help a lot of people. Just by reading several chapters, I already learned a lot, and I can see people who are struggling with certain kind of problems. By reading that book, they can find a lot of useful information from it. Thank you so much for your work.
Thanks, Ishan. It was my pleasure. Thank you for having me. I need help from everybody to spread the word. Thank you.
So after listening to this conversation, which strategy really stands out to you? What do you plan to try to help your own sleep get better? Leave me a message, let me know. You can find the video version of this podcast on our YouTube channel at Deep Into Sleep Podcast. If you want to learn more about sleep knowledge, please feel free to subscribe our email newsletter at mindbodygarden.com/sleep. Thank you for watching and listening. I'm Dr. Yi Shan, and I will see you next time. Bye.
Sleep is an individual thing. We all sleep differently, and there are so much we can do to improve sleep quality. Keep hope and carry on. This podcast is for general informational purpose only and does not include the practice of medicine or other health professional services. Usage of the information we share is at the listener's own risk, and our content does not intend to be a substitute for any medical and professional services, diagnoses, and treatment. Please seek professional health services as needed.